Yes, that's perfectly all right. What I'm looking for with this question is an example where you yourself have used your own initiative to solve a problem. I'm looking for a time when you've identified a problem that needs to be solved and where you've taken steps to solve the problem in a productive way. It can be from any part of your career. It just needs to fulfill those criteria. Does that make sense? All right, take your time then. Oh, yes, definitely. Brilliant. That's excellent. Thank you. Okay, well, that's the end of the formal question section of the interview. Have you got any questions? Yes, of course. If you do progress to the next stage, then I'll be sending you all the details via email. I can't say exactly when you'll hear back from us, but I can promise that it will be before next Tuesday. I hope that answers your question. Is there anything else you wanted to ask? Okay, great. There's just the cock inspection left now then, and then we're all finished. Just the cock inspection left now, in your own time, if you just like to pop them out on the desk for me here. Oh, don't worry, it'll only take a moment. I wouldn't want to take up too much of your time. Yes, that's right. Just unzip your trousers and take your cock out for me to inspect, please. Well, of course I need to give you a cock inspection. We do have female employees, after all. Really? I'm surprised to hear that. The cock inspection is a fairly standard part of interviews for most positions these days. Well, let me just reassure you then that it's a very straightforward process. It's nothing to worry about, and it won't affect the rest of your interview scores. Well, I do need to see your cock before I hire you, darling. You are a man after all. Oh, you don't mind, darling, do you? Sorry, I wouldn't want to cross any boundaries. Just as it is, in your own time. Let me just get a good look. It wouldn't be too much trouble for you to make him hard for me, would it? Just using your hand will be fine. Perfect. That's excellent, darling. You don't mind me casually masturbating for the rest of the inspection, do you? Don't worry, it won't affect the interview. It's just good for me sometimes to get a practical impression of how you're going to fit in around the office. Well, if you do get this position, darling, this is mostly what's going to be happening, of course. I'd have thought that would be obvious, surely. Studies have proven that for our female employees, having a real cock as a visual aid whenever we need to relieve stress by masturbating improves productivity by over 20%. Our male employees? Don't be silly, darling. I'm sorry. You didn't think that you were actually going to be doing any real work for us, did you? Oh, you innocent little thing, you. God above, no. We wouldn't trust a male with anything actually important. Honestly, the things people come out with. No, it'll mostly just be eye candy, I'm afraid, while we get on with the real work. I'm so sorry to spoil your idea that men could actually be useful for anything other than being stress relievers for their mistresses. Is that what mommy told you, darling? Oh well, we've all got to grow up some days. No, don't you go worrying your pretty little head about any of these complicated things, darling. You leave all the hard work to the grown-ups and just focus on being the prettiest little bit of eye candy for me, darling. And even if you don't end up getting this position, you're already doing such a good job. That's right, darling. Your main role will just be eye candy on demand whenever one of our female employees needs some stress relief. Exactly like this. God, have you any idea how many interviews I've had to give today? Some stress relief is exactly what the doctor ordered. Your cock is getting a great score right now, I can tell you. God, I could really stare at it all day. He's so handsome. Oh, yes, I'll just take some notes on shape and color and etc. That's excellent. Now, you don't mind me taking a couple of pictures for our files, do you? And possibly for some personal use later, too, of course. Beautiful. Very nice. Well, that's you all done then, apart from the taste test. Oh, it's nothing to worry about. There's no need to be nervous. It'll just be a quick and practical blowjob to give me a sense of how you'll fit in. You can choose to opt out of it, of course, although I will have to put a cross in this box if you do. Alrighty then, just come round to my side of the desk for me then, and I'll take it from there. A very enjoyable taste. Don't mind me taking a few notes here and there just to help my memory later. Delicious. Would you say your cock would normally taste like this? In an office environment, for example. Having a cock available at all times has proven very beneficial for our female employees. It's been proven not only to improve productivity, but also our employees' well-being, which is very important to us as a company. We're somewhat unique in that we allow cock sucking not only on breaks, but also on company time. We found that it actually results in more work getting done. There's simply nothing like the stress-relieving effects of having a tasty cock to constantly suckle on. We found it results in calmer, happier, and more diligent office workers. They spend more time in the office and more time actually spent at desk. It can easily be done while working. Now, just being one example, I personally look forward to going into the office on a morning to have my morning suckle, and I know my colleagues who feel the same. But anyway, we're getting off track. I'm supposed to be giving you a taste test. You shouldn't be distracting your interviewer so much. Well, I certainly won't knock on your suckability. I'd have you in my office any day of the week. But there are other qualities to consider, of course. On average, how much would you say you come under this sort of simulation? Let's say within an office environment. Can you think of an example of the last time a female coworker has needed some stress relief and turned to you? What would be your normal procedure in that circumstance? Please, do go on. Would you say that having a suckable cock is one of your key strengths? It's probably the main thing we look for in our male employees. Yes, your most important task each day will be to make your cock available for sucking on, along with eye candy duties, of course. Oh yes, we can probably find some office work for you, but looking after your female co-workers will always come first. To tell you the truth, there won't really be much time for you to do much else in between the constant dick suckings you'll be receiving. Oh yes, it will be more or less constant, I'm afraid. But then, I'm in really good for anything else. All right. To conclude the taste test, if you'd just like to come into my mouth for me, please. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. I will need an adequate sample of your jizz to test in my mouth. Feel free to come in your own time. Yes. Both taste and quantity are very important. We do like a good mouthful in our office. It really aids in concentration. You can just come straight into my mouth and I'll give it a good swish round over my taste buds to get a real good taste. Delicious. Let me just take care of those last drops for you. Yes, very nice indeed. I can tell you're going to be popular. Well then, thank you very much for coming. You'll be hearing from us.